Republican leaders in Washington fear it will become more difficult to win congressional races in Pennsylvania and New Jersey if Donald Trump secures the GOP nomination. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that most Republicans at the Capitol are not trying to put any distance between themselves and their party's bombastic frontrunner.
There's been a strange quietness, even uneasiness, at the Capitol these days. It crops up when you ask many Republicans about the prospect of having Donald Trump as the Republican presidential nominee.
I'm not going to comment on
it. I'm focusing on my race at this point.
The primary election's coming up, and the people have to decide.
That's New Jersey's Frank Lobiondo and Pat Meehan and Mike Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. Fitzpatrick hasn't endorsed any presidential candidate and says it's not his place to weigh in on the contest.
You know, I think it's important that members of Congress as well not get in front of their constituents that they listen to their constituents and this is a democracy. So democracy requires that the people will vote and that's how their voice heard and that's all important. And I think democracy is working.
Plenty of his colleagues are taking sides. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is in a tough re-election battle and is backing Marco Rubio, the pick of establishment Republicans. We caught up with him as he was quickly trying to leave the Capitol.
Do you worry at all about being on the same ticket as Trump?
We're not there yet. I'm behind Marco.
Toomey's not the only one trying to duck reporters these days. A slate of vulnerable Republican incumbents are now using their staffers to block reporters from even asking them about sharing the ticket with Trump, while others are just flat out saying no comment when asked about their party's leading nominee. Kyle Condick is a campaign analyst with the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He predicts Toomey likely can't win with Trump on the ticket.
If the Democratic nominee wins Pennsylvania by about what Obama won it by, which was, I think, 5 points, that would be pretty hard for Toomey to overcome. And, you know, if Trump would lose Pennsylvania by more than that, or Cruz, then I think that puts Toomey in some pretty serious jeopardy.
Trump has only received endorsements from 5 members of Congress. One of them is Tom Marino, a Republican from northeastern Pennsylvania. He says his late pick of Trump became easy.
He's saying exactly what my constituents are thinking. And people are fed up with these policymakers.
When asked about Trump's xenophobic, vulgar, and sexist comments, Marino tried to distance himself from most of the headline-grabbing comments his candidate has made.
I don't agree with him on everything, but the thing that I do agree with him on, he's a businessman, he's built a successful business, he's created thousands upon thousands of jobs, he signs the front of paychecks, he's not politically correct.
Lehigh Valley Republican Charlie Dent says GOP voters have been given a bad choice.
You know, you have one candidate for president who's ideologically very rigid, that's Ted Cruz, and one who is ideologically malleable, scattered, and seemingly unmoored, that's Donald Trump. And I've often felt that the more rigid ideologue presents more significant down-ballot challenges than does the more ideologically malleable candidate.
Dent is backing Ohio Governor John Kasich. He says Republicans still have time to figure out a strategy to maintain majorities in Congress if Trump wins the nomination.
I haven't thoroughly analyzed it, but I do have concerns. And like I said, as of now, he's not the nominee. And should he become the nominee, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.